lacking a capacity to understand. But I'm afraid that I fear that protecting children is merely a device for policing adults and treating us all as children. I think that it's increasingly used as an idea that the internet indicates, for example, that parents can't be trusted to deal with the new challenges of the modern world. So you're constantly hearing, when you hear about internet regulation, that parents are not able to know how to tell their children how to use the internet without all this help from experts showing them how to do it. And you get an atmosphere where parents are encouraged to fret and worry about the threat of the internet, and that somehow they're putting their child at stake. And of course, for many adults, new technologies can seem frightening, as they're not things that we had access to when we were growing up ourselves. But I think we should be very wary of this approach. I was struck by something that Tanya Byron said, the TV psychologist, in a report she wrote for the government a few years ago called Saving Children in the Digital World. She said, many parents seem to believe that when their child is online, it is similar to them watching the television. In fact, it is more like opening the front door and letting your child go out to play unsupervised. She said that as though we would all be absolutely horrified at the thought of letting our child go out to play unsupervised. That was the shock. Because we all know that today's children have far less freedom than previous generations. They're not allowed to play on their own or even walk to school on their own. And every moment of their time is supposed to be structured, supervised, and watched over. And so somehow, I think that it's worth saying that if children can use the virtual world to gain some freedom and some play space denied to them in the real world, that's actually a good thing. The internet actually is not so different to playing with dollies or toy guns or even children's literature, which is full of fantastic adventures. It's a place where children might try and carve out some independent space for themselves and subvert their parents' rules. That's traditionally how children have grown up, and it doesn't mean that parents are irresponsible for giving children that freedom. In fact, I would say that it's a prerequisite for allowing them to negotiate their way through the world. One of the things that I think is the most retrograde aspects of this debate is the way the internet has been used to reinforce the idea that all adults are potentially a threat to all children. We know that this is true offline. In the real world, social interaction, especially between children and adults, is regulated and embedded to an unprecedented degree in what I think is a very nasty atmosphere that we're telling children that all adults are a potential threat to them. I think that what we are now being told is that the web, especially social networking, presents a particular problem because it allows the freedom to strike up relationships with strangers. You read all of the reports on sort of social networking. That's what's always posed. Do you know who your child's talking to? Who's your child talking to online? Just a couple of the kind of scary headlines. And underpinning this, of course, of this panic about social networking sites is this idea of a kind of world out there of sexual predators and murderers. But I think that this is a kind of state-voiced social anxiety, a sense that we ought not to trust each other on principle. Because online, of course, people can hide behind a mask. We just heard about the Syrian lesbian blogger, who's an American academic in Edinburgh, really. So we know that there will be people who will disguise themselves. But of course, this is then put to us in a kind of very fearful way that somehow we, the public, are far too trustworthy. We've got to be warned of the pitfalls of all these people disguising themselves as other people, and this is particularly true of children. So we're told constantly we've got to tell children that they must never trust anyone online because you never know who it is. We are actually being encouraged to abandon our own judgment, never judge people for themselves, always be obsessed and see things through the distrustful eyes of a kind of risk-averse, paedophile-obsessed officialdom. And I think that the web has become a real focus for that, but we should remember that this is part of a broader idea where we're told we must never assume that people are what they seem. The scout leader, the school caretaker, the vicar are inevitably not what they seem. Don't let your children near them without a warning, and online it's even worse. And I think this is a particularly mean-spirited and misanthropic view of the society that we live in. So you might say, well, that's all very well, but what about harm? Rod's already mentioned it.